All right. Opportunity to talk to Brent Peterson. He is assistant coach over there with the Nashville Predators, of course, and does a tremendous job with the Parkinson's Foundation. And for those of you that don't know, Brent has Parkinson's, and he does a great job working through that and continuing to do a tremendous job as an assistant coach for the Predators. And he has this big event coming up a week from Friday, the Peterson for Parkinson's organization, which you can visit at petersonforparkinsons.org. And he joins us now. Coach, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi, guys. I hope I'm not interrupting the dinner time there over at the...
I got to tell you...
There. It sounds like you're having lots of good food there.
Brent, we're right here on the corner of Division and 18th. If you're hungry, come on down.
Come on down. We got wings. We got pizza. They love the Predators down there.
Beautiful.
At Mineo's in Cool Springs. I know a lot of guys live around there. You know, it's good stuff, man. This is tremendous. All right.
Sounds good.
It is great. Let's talk a little bit about your deal that's coming up a week from Friday. Now, you got the 4th Annual Golf Tournament on September 10th at Vanderbilt Legends Club. But the bigger thing, well, not bigger, but also the night before, the huge dinner, silent auction at the factory in Franklin. Talk a little bit about that event.
Yeah, we call it Petey's Party, and it's a dinner auction entertainment. Henry Cho's coming in to do some comedy. It was great last year. We had a great time. We have great food, a wonderful auction. We're very fortunate to be able to get Ovechkin and Crosby jerseys and those kind of players in the league, Hall of Famers. And we got some great guitars signed by a lot of different groups and single artists. So we have a great great auction, and we have a good time. We do some little entertainment, a little bit of talk about Parkinson's, and it's just a great night. We're going to have about 450 to 500 people there that night. So it's Thursday night at the factory.
Brent,
September 9th.
Take a second, Brent, and explain to those of us that don't know exactly what Parkinson's is and how it affects you.
Well, it affects your neurological system, and it affects you physically, not only physically, but it affects you mentally, because Parkinson's doesn't kill you, and you get tremors or stiffness of joints or freezing up, and some people lose their balance and their equilibrium at times. So there's all kinds of different effects of Parkinson's, but it's a progressive, not curable right now disease, and we're trying to raise money and awareness for Parkinson's. Every time, you're not going to die of Parkinson's, but you're going to die of other complications when you get Parkinson's, and it just sort of wears away at you, and it's really a tough thing that for a lot of people to handle. And I've been very fortunate, even though I've been diagnosed 7 years ago, I've been able to stay in my job and keep working and keep busy and try to form a foundation here that will raise money and raise some awareness for the people with Parkinson's, so that we might be able to find a cure someday and find a way to ease the pain of the people, that a lot of people in the country that do have it.
Now I'm understanding there's a connection between Michael J. Fox in the efforts to raise awareness for Parkinson's.
Yeah, well, Michael J. Fox was diagnosed many years ago, and he it just happened to be that Cam Neely and I played together in Vancouver, and then Cam got traded to Boston, and before Cam moved away from Vancouver, that's where Michael J. Fox was from. This was long before he went down to Hollywood and became a movie star, but he was a good friend with Michael J., and we got to know each other a little bit. So when I was diagnosed with Parkinson's 7 years ago, I went through a tough time and had a lot of soul-searching, a lot of things. You just sort of feel sorry for yourself, and you say, why me? And, everybody that I talk to sort of goes through that time because they're shocked of what they've been afflicted with. So, but Cam Neely's a good friend, and he had Michael call me, and Michael was really good. He told me what I was going to go through in the next few years and not to stop doing the things I'd like to do and just do your best to help out others. And he was a real good shot in the arm to give me to get up and be positive and do things. And it really is, keeping busy and being positive, it helps. Some people aren't able to overcome things, and there's some depression involved in those kind of situations. But Michael was great for me. He got me going. And Ryan Grant, who used to play in the NBA and former star of the NBA, is coming to our function this coming week, because he got diagnosed with Parkinson's last year, and he's a big supporter of me, and I went out to his event. So we're all supporting each other, trying to raise awareness and raise money for research that can someday maybe find a cure for this.
Brent Peterson with us, assistant coach with the Predators. And, you know, Coach, you know, Hop, of course, played all those years in the NFL, and we talk about the camaraderie of the athletes. I played hockey in college, actually, and found a lot of, obviously a lot of camaraderie amongst the athletes. Do you think that it helps you being in the job that you're in and to be around guys like this all the time and very positive, upbeat, and for you to be very active as an assistant coach in the NHL? Your mind is very active. You're out there physically and so on and so forth. Do you think this it helps you in terms of your own personal battle and extending, holding off some of the effects of Parkinson's?
Oh, I definitely think it's a big thing is your attitude and, you know, how positive you stay and how active you keep. And you just sit around and let yourself wither away, you know, nothing good can come of that. So it's helped me, and it's not only helped me through the bad times, but it's helped me keep going. And, you know, now my focus is not only to help the foundation raise money and awareness, but it's to do my job and win a Stanley Cup and be the best we can be with our team. And since the day I announced I had Parkinson's with Barry Trotz and the family over here at the Predators, they've been nothing but great supporters of me, and they're with me. The players are totally respect, and I respect them for the way they've treated me, and I've been their coach for 13 years now here, and that's just been a great support to me, and they've helped me in every way. And I think that's really, like you asked, I think it's really been a big positive effect on my life.
All right, so the event, the dinner is coming up on the 9th. You can get tickets at the PetersonForParkinsons.org is the website for it. And I imagine that folks that can't make it, I mean, we're on in Alabama and in Kentucky as well, folks that maybe can't make it to the dinner, they can make a donation, just a general donation there to the foundation at PetersonForParkinsons.org. Is that right?
Yeah, everything's on the website. You can make a donation. You can check out all the other events we have during the year, and it's pretty tells the whole story on the website, and it's got some good videos and information on Parkinson's. So it's a good website, and you make donations, you can find out what's going on and keep up with the situation. So it's a good site to go to.
Very, very cool. All right, Brent, I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes with us, and we look forward to seeing you maybe next Friday over there at the at Legends.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate all you're doing.
All right, thank you. Brent Peterson, coach with the Predators, and he's been dealing with that, like he said, now for 7 years. And, you know, you can sit around, like he said, Hop, you sit around and just wallow, and that's it. You'll feel sorry for yourself. Why me? Woe is me. And this guy's out there coaching in the NHL still and then starting his foundation and this golf tournament now in its fourth year and the dinner, having people like Henry Cho come in to entertain and so on. He's raising a ton of money. I mean, that's no matter what happens with him, that's the way you leave a footprint.
I bet those are huge words of encouragement that Michael J. Fox gave him to tell him he might be coming up against in the years as this thing progresses. You know, it's just good that he has people like that in his corner, you know?
Yeah,
good support
cast. All right, let's get an update with Crazy Charlie.